And a granola bar. Yum, yum. Hello, Bango. You are on the air.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, does it sound okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
I wanted to ask you since you were talking with Shab about it. What do you think about piracy in general?
Do I think of piracy in general?
Mm-hmm. About anime, you can.
I mean, obviously, for a lot of people, piracy is the only way. You're not gonna you're sure as fuck not gonna pay ridiculous prices for Japanese Blu-rays and, you know, fuck the shills at Crunchyroll and all that shit. generally speaking, especially with like video games and indie stuff, if I can get something legitimately, especially like VNs and stuff, I'll do it. But I don't have any sort of personal vendetta against piracy. And frankly, if it wasn't for piracy, I wouldn't be here. Because I wouldn't have watched half the anime I've watched or downloaded half the music I've downloaded. So, you know, I have nothing really against piracy. I would say support creators you like, but, you know, fuck it. You can't always do that, so suck it up.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of my own case, too, because if I never recurred to piracy because I come from Venezuela and I certainly wasn't gonna pay like for like, how do you say it, official stuff over there, and I wouldn't have become a translator. I wouldn't have like died of hunger if I didn't find that. So it's kind of like, but then when I started working and seeing developers and how they struggle, especially in VNs, it was like complicated because yeah, I guess I'm a little biased, right?
Well, yeah, but I think it's fine. I mean, especially if you're from Venezuela, like, I can definitely understand why you might not have the money to waste on fucking, like, Japanese anime products.
Yeah. Oh, that's something that changed since the last time we talked. I moved to Panama.
Oh, you moved to Panama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is life in Panama?
With the translation money, well, with this pandemic going on,
hasn't hit Panama hard?
Yeah, they have like half of the week men go out and the other half women, and we have like different hours depending on our ID, so it's like a pain to go shopping and stuff. But well, since I spent most of the time working anyway.
Huh.
And you guys?
We're okay. Obviously, New York is like a fucking coronavirus hot zone, but I stay inside with my folks and don't go out unless I absolutely have to for groceries and shit. And so far we're okay, but yeah, there's a lot of cases in the area.
Man, I know a lot of people that are getting laid off because of this. What else was I gonna ask you? What kind of translation do you like more? Literal, that's how I say it? Literal or
localized?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so this is actually a really good question. So, in my opinion, the purpose of a translation is to convey as much of the meaning of the original text as possible, but making an experience for the listener that is equally smooth and seamless to the original. So, you know, people will complain about stuff like the translation of idioms. Like, for example, there's a Japanese idiom that says, the son of a frog is still a frog. And the equivalent, like, American idiom would be, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If somebody translated that way, I would not begrudge them for it. Because, I mean, granted, the son of a frog is still a frog is pretty easy to figure out. But they're trying to make an experience for the English listener that is just as smooth as the Japanese listener experience. But it means the same thing. It's a little different with like specific Japanese isms. I like when, you know, they keep suffixes and honorifics, you know, like things that are very easy to figure out. Somebody's talking about the jelly donuts example. Yes, the jelly donuts example is fucking stupid. Like people can be expected to have to figure out what that means, or what a rice ball is. But yeah, I don't mind the occasional little localization here and there. Literal translations are usually really fucking awkward and don't work very well.
I guess it mostly depends to knowing what you're translating for, because in the 80s, 90s, it was like safe to assume no kid would know what onechan is, or the rice balls, for example. But as time went on, I think it's like safer to assume that more people are like more cultured in the hobbies they're in, so it's more like easier leaving some things there because you know your audience is gonna know about it.
But it's right. I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting your audience to learn something. Like if people don't know what onechan is or nichan is, they can go learn it, figure it out, deal with it. Like we live in the age of Google. If somebody doesn't know what onechan is, they can go find it.
Yeah. But I think it's like a thin line, because as a translator, I can tell myself after doing it for so long that I don't like, because you know how Japanese writing can be repetitive and dry and stuff. So I think the thing that happens too is that when translators not get bored, but that they want to like improve on the work. And I think that it's easy to get like lost in that mindset and I don't know, write something that doesn't make sense.
Oh yeah, like the Funimation retards that are changing like Lolicon to pedophile and that kind of stupid shit, who want to like put their own views into the work. Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. What else was I gonna say? Oh, I'm reading Berserk right now. Do you like that?
I love Berserk. Yeah, I'm caught up with it.
I'm kind of afraid of catching up because I've heard about the hiatus. I'm not looking forward to that. When was the last chapter, for example?
Oh man, like 6 months ago.
What?
Yeah, it's been a while.
How old is this guy?
Good question.
The mangaka.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Are we gonna fucking die before this is done?
Absolutely.
Because this started in like the when did this start? When did? Yeah.
1988? 98? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're not gonna see the end of this. Man. Oh, do you think? Let's see. What does Madoka think? Did Griffith do something wrong?
Oh yeah, did Griffith do anything wrong?
Well, no, nothing wrong. No, hell yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, a lot of people say no.
He didn't do nothing.
Yeah, but the part that I'm kind of like thinking about is that when I see Guts, I don't see like a hero anyway. And the other thing that made me think is right after the Band of the Hawk thing, that after Griffith does the thing, they put up do you know the Lollimuff monster?
The what?
The Lollimuff monster. I don't know if you remember that one.
No.
Basically, it's like a little girl that got like abused and used the Bellahead thing to make like a wish.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. The whole, like, fairies arc, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was from the village, and then she went to the woods. I remember this, yeah.
It made me think, because then they put the Griffith shit there, and right then, they put, like, a demon that I can't, like, disagree with. So I'm not sure there anymore who's good, who's bad.
Well, right, because you're supposed to question it, because the idea is, like, Griffith is doing terrible things to achieve a good end, but Guts is doing good things to maybe achieve a terrible end. Like, yeah, he's slaying demons, but, you know, are they all, should they all be slain?
Yeah, I guess that's the, I sure hope this guy ends it before fucking dying, because
yeah, no, he's playing too much Idolmaster.
Is it all Idolmaster?
Yeah. He's a big Idolmaster fag.
Holy shit. Oh, do you want to hear about what I'm working right now?
Sure.
Oh, I finished, like, let me see if I can find it. Actually, one of my games got published, like, 2 days ago. Ah, the one I told you about, like, Monster Girls. Let's see. And I'm translating them. I wanted to, like, get away from porn a little, so I, let's see, this one. I wanted to get away from porn a little, so I'm doing, like, an Otome mobile game now.
Are you translating Japanese to Spanish?
No. Japanese to English.
Huh.
I know I don't sound too, like, reliable and stuff, but I swear, I write better than I talk.
When did you start learning Japanese?
I started learning, like, 2 years ago.
Wow, and you're already translating. Nice.
Yeah, because... So do you mind if I... It's kind of a story. Do you mind if I talk about it?
Tell the story.
I guess when I was in Venezuela, because I wasn't a translator originally. I was, do you know an electric plant operator? Do you know the electric plants, the one that?
No.
The with the transformers and stuff. So I studied that, but with the whole situation in the country, everything went to shit, and since the company was of the government, they, like, let me go and didn't pay me anything. It was totally horrible. So I didn't have a job, I didn't have money, and the country was going to hell. So I kind of, like, decided to, like, use the money I had to, like, eat and browse the internet until I killed myself or something. Yeah, I think that was what I wanted to do. But then I was, like, on the Panda, and I saw a gallery about a doujin, and I scrolled down to the comments, and there was the group was, like, recruiting and stuff. And I said, well, since I always wanted to translate, might as well do something good for other people before I fucking die. So I started doing that, and I joined, and thank goodness they responded and let me join. I didn't know a lot of Japanese back then, but I used, like, a dictionaries, and everything I didn't know, I looked it up, and at first it took me, like, 2 days to finish a doujin, but in the end I got it. And then I discovered that there were people willing to do commissions and pay me to translate the doujins. So I kept at it for months, and I got faster and I got better, I think. And I kept grinding the doujins, and that was in, like, 2017? Yes. And then I found a person in a trading B about Ransom that worked for Manga Gamer. And I asked, do you need any people? Like, I've been working on doujins, and I sent him, like, the base, you know, of all the dojins I did. In the end, I did like 300 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was at it every day, and as soon as it became my livelihood, I just kept going. So he helped me, and he passed around my information to other companies, and then I started working. I got with Saltpress. I don't know if you know that company.
Which company?
I don't know if you know the company, Saltpress.
Not sure.
It was a VM company. Anyway.
Oh, Saltpress. Yeah. I know there.
Mm-hmm. So I started with that. A VM called Newton and the Apple Tree. Yeah. And I went from there. I kept working and working until I saved enough money, and I got help from my editors, from my coworkers to like pay for the whole trip to Panama. And now I'm studying English here. Well, I'm studying English for the visa more than anything. But now I'm living here, so I got out of Venezuela thanks to that.
Which Saltpress VN did you translate?
Newton and the Apple Tree. Don't read that. It's so bad.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not bad.
I found
my translation, My translation is bad, dude. It's like when you see something you wrote like 2 years prior and you say, what is this thing? I can't believe I wrote this. But I guess everyone feels the same, right? About what they do.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. What a story. That's amazing. I've beta tested a few things for Manga Gamer, but I've never fully translated to VN. That's awesome.
I've translated like 1, 2, 3, 4. No, I think like 7, 8 to this point. Yeah. Including the one I sent you right now, the another story of Falling Maidens. That's about my story. Yeah,
that's awesome. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I think I want to get like my permanent visa here, and I want to be permanent anywhere that's not Venezuela, Panama.
I can understand
Panama does the work. Even it's not too, it's 1,000 times better than what I'm accustomed to. By the way, I'm sorry about my English.
No, it's fine.
Actually, man, how do you not buy anything from like vending machines every time you see one? It's like so fancy.
I don't have a lot of vending machines where I'm at. No. There are some in New York, but not many.
Man, because Panama is filled with them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I guess it's because of the whole tourism thing.
Huh.
Oh, they're posting images from the VN.
I used to... Actually, I knew a guy from Panama in Manila who I used to run a Vocaloid blog with back in the day. We actually managed to interview a couple of big Vocaloid people once in a day. But, that's a really awesome story. I can't believe you really climbed up. That's awesome. I hope you do more of this work.
Yeah, well, I'm coming to training. I'm not the best, and I guess the ESL is like a wall I gotta overcome, because I still have my idioms and stuff, and I'm still learning. But
know what? The secret is that everybody is still learning. There is nobody who is like, oh yeah, I'm fluent, that I have nothing left to learn. Like, no matter what translator you talk to, they're always still learning. So the fact that you've even made it this far and you've done official work is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, what I say to people, what I tend to say when they ask me if like, how do you learn so fast? How are you so?
Here's what I found.
Oh, how are you so good at Japanese, if I can say I'm fucking good, is that I'm not good. It's just that I hit my head against the wall enough times and I grinded it enough. It's not about being good, it's about like putting in the time and the effort.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's with any skill, too. If you put in the time and you put in the effort, you'll get good. You just gotta do it. You gotta grind it. Nama-sensei was right. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, and I had, like, the blessing of having people that believed in me, that put time and money in me, and allowed me to get better at it.
Actually, yeah. How much would you charge to translate the second Demon Bane game?
The second one?
Demon Bane. I'll link it to you.
Let's see.
Because there ain't nobody else doing it.
Oh, by the way, that sound just now was just my fucking phone. I don't know how to use it very well. I think it was the Morgana? No, Cortana thing talking.
What did it find? What did she find?
I don't know what the hell I said. Let's see. Liquid soap? What the fuck? Do I tell that bad? Let's see. You know you're good if you can translate Ikitosen. Ikitosen was my first anime, actually. Man, that's so old. Kinshin Hisho Demon Bane. What is this about? How many hours is it? Oh, Nitro Plus.
So, technically speaking, Jast has the rights to this game because they squat on all the Nitro Plus licenses, but they've had the rights to this game for like 11 years and they don't do shit. So I would love to get somebody to translate this game. Unfortunately, it's beyond my ability, mostly because there's a lot of esoteric Chunibyo kanji. But this is a game that the world should have, and it's criminal that we don't. I actually have a copy of it in Japanese. When I was in Japan, I found it for like 1,800 yen in a secondhand store, but I can't play it because it's in fucking advanced Japanese. I'm looking at the case, and it's saying like, oh, compatible with Windows 2000 and Windows XP. Ancient shit.
You know, I could take a look at it if I had someone to like take the script and put it in a format that was workable. What I can do is also ask my boss about it, but I don't think they're gonna let me touch the Nitro Plus stuff because they have it in like a huge hype regard, and they have only their people in Japan to translate. It's like a holy cow to them.
And oh yeah, like, I mean Nitro Plus shit is always annoying. Again, because Jast like squats on it and it sucks. Like nobody else can touch Nitro Plus because Jast does it, but they do it so slowly and so badly. They still haven't done Chaos Head, all kinds of shit. I don't know, but it sucks.
The problem with the Nitro Plus stuff is that it has only like one translator and one editor, and the like perfectionist, like the same people that did Saiyan Outa, for example, and they want to like get everything right, and it's gonna take them like that years until they get something out.
Yep, just any. Actually, they're putting out a VN right now that was delayed 3 months from...
Which one?
Kimi to Kanojo to Kanojo no Koi.
Yeah, right. Actually, they did it like a goof these days because they sold the physicals for like Sayanouta.
Yep. Oh, that's right. And of course, the one fucking thing they can't do right, they sell physicals for Sayanouta and ship out CDs that have Togainu no Chi on them.
Yeah, fucking yaoi.
What a mess.
Oh, well, at least the clients got, like, the codes for the thing, so they didn't get a lot of flag for it, but they still have to like resend the thing, and it's a lot of money for shipping. When I hear that and I talk to my boss, it was like, oh god, why?
It's a mess. Person
responsible for that is gonna, oh, this is so sad. It's just that they're not like so much as a real company in the sense of the word, as much as like a passion project for the owner of JList. So they don't have that seriousness, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I appreciate that factor of it, but you know, if you're gonna do that, don't go after one of the biggest VN companies of all and just squat on their licenses, you know? Like, give me Chaos Head, give me Robotics Notes, give me Demon Bane 2. They do, like, one visual novel every couple of years.
Yeah, man. This is so... The VN thing is so sad. I think the only company that's going, like, super fast right now is the one called, like, Nekonyan?
Yeah. Nekonyan is really good. I actually just finished Aokana, which was great.
Oh, one of my friends, my project manager, translated that.
Oh, tell him thank you. I love that game a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he also translated, like, the... I don't know what was it? The drama CDs?
Oh, yeah, yep. Yep, the two drama CDs.
Yeah, he was translating that, like 1 month ago. Yeah, I remember, if I remember right. Oh, man. The world translation is, like... kind of complicated, kind of like the more you get into it, it's like you kind of like get your hopes down because most things don't happen and licensing is a pain, and I just like learn to love whatever like gets put on my hands.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is sometimes. Like, there's always, I mean, look, like every VN translator wants to be the guy who translates Fates Day Night. But it's not going to happen, and you just have to learn to live with it.
What I've heard about it is, well, I think if they wanted to translate it, they would have done it already without a publishing company. They don't need a publishing company, because the last time I heard the price was like, how do you say?
Super expensive. 500?
No, $500,000?
Yeah, $500,000 for the rights to translate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
It's like when you have something you don't want to sell, and someone asks you, how much did you sell this for? $1 million. Get off my fucking back. Something like that.
Yeah, and it's ass, because they'd make plenty of money on it. Like, I don't, you know, I've never understood why they won't just put out an English version of Fates Day Night. Even if they do it themselves, like, just do it. Like, meanwhile, you know, Fate Go is still happening and making plenty of money, but they won't do Fates Day Night. It sucks.
I think the problem is that Nasu also wants to distance himself from porn and stuff.
Yeah, what too fucking was... bad, buddy.
What I think, yeah. Yeah, because the whole thing, the whole mana transfer thing is porn. But what I think they're gonna do is, like, remake it, like Tsukihime, when that gets out.
Oh, man. Someday. Tsukihime remake, never.
I'm sure they're gonna get to it someday.
Someday.
It's like the fucking Final Fantasy VII remake. The next part is gonna be, like, in 5 years.
Isn't it sad, Sachin?
This is too fucking sad. Actually, have you played the Final Fantasy remake?
No, I have not.
I actually got a bad story about it, because I was playing it and the power went out because it was raining.
Oh, no.
The project manager I told you about is the one that bought me the remake, actually.
That was nice.
So I was playing and the power went out, but then I turned on the PS4 again, and do you know what happens when a PS4 like turns off badly, and it has to like recompile and stuff.
Yeah.
So it went out again while it was recompiling, and I lost my saves and I lost my games. And
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I only started again now. I have to like skip all the cutscenes and get to it. Oh shit! I've been talking for like how much already? Like half an hour?
Yeah, it takes a while for that to happen. It's happened to me one time, but I didn't lose my save file, thankfully.
I guess I gotta get the PS Plus to get the fucking blood saves.
Yeah. I have it for Bloodborne and stuff, but yeah, it's brutal.
I see. Oh, well, I think I've kept you, like, long enough already.
Yeah, I should probably have some other goo could call it. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for sharing your story. That was pretty awesome. I hope everything goes well for you. Pretty fucking cool that you escaped Venezuela and did so by translating Arrow. You are absolutely doing an incredible service to this community, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. I think.
Thank you.
I'm gonna try to keep doing my best. Okay. Take care.
Gambare. Oyasumi.
Bye bye. Take care, everyone.
What a G. What an absolute unit. I hope that guy really succeeds. Well, the line is open for now. I'm just going to try to find it. Ooh. Here we go. Hey, you've been trying to call for a while. Welcome. You are on the air.